If you're feeling groggy, no. No one left the gas on. It's the Masters. As we await our players on top of the leaderboard to tee off, now might be the perfect time to take that nap. We'll keep our voices down. And in fact, Vern Lundquist is asleep right next to me here in the booth. I'd like to ask our audio technician in the truck to give me just a touch of reverb. As you rest easy and drift off for just a catnap during the Masters on CBS.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
Something special at the National Western Stock Show. Today is Bison Hump Day. Ranchers will meet ahead of the show to talk about ways to improve... Mitch is making me laugh. Ways to improve the bison population. Now, some of the talk will be conservation. Mitch... Some will talk new technology to manage the herds. This is all part of the Roaming to Success campaign that aims to increase bison population from 400,000 to more than a million animals. I'm done. I'm done with this.
You're having a hard time this morning.
Unfortunately, something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
That is so stupid.
Is that a real show?
No, it's somebody's making a joke.
If you notice more than a few unicorns today, you're not just seeing things.
Did you know that it is National Unicorn Day?
Unicorns! Unicorns, I love them. Unicorns, I love them.
Today is National Unicorn Day!
He's a unicorn.
Here's your unicorn.
When the graceful white horse with the single forehead horn.
He's like a little beanie unicorn.
Celebrate National Unicorn Day.
Uh-huh. Could be Uniform Day. Could be Candy Corn Day. Welcome to the Ship Show. It's the Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here. Right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also, I guess still on the Alexa. How does that work? How do you get the live show and then our feature channel on the Alexa device? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill, and she will. And then every time after that you want to listen, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434, and she will. You can also, very easily, you can just go to radio434.com and, click on the live channel. You can also find a link to our podcast, and that's available on the Alexa device as well. We take the live show that we do weekday mornings, and then we repack it as a podcast. And that usually drops around noon or so. It's our kind of our virtual time machine where you can go back and you can listen to, pretty much every episode and all our bonus content, all of that very easily on the Alexa device. If you say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. You can search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com, pretty much everywhere you get your podcasts. And you can go to our website, radio434.com, and there's a link to it as well. And if that isn't enough for you, you can watch the show segments on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA. But wait, there's more. When you act now, well, not now, but coming this month? Really? All right. We've got a brand new app in development. It will be dropping just in time for our official 10-year anniversary. It's the new Radio 434 app. It will feature all of the content in one place. I said all the content in one place. Yeah. Live channel will be on there. The podcast link, even links to our videos. So not just the show videos, but also our Mic'd Up Pop-Up Concert Series, our test drive interviews with CMA's Honda of Lynchburg, and any of our new video content that we're developing, like the Radio 434 Concert Series, etc., etc., etc. All those things will be available on the new app. Now, all that content will still also be available everywhere else that we're at. So if you're more comfortable going to the Facebook and getting our videos there, great. It'll still be there. If you're more comfortable going to Apple or Spotify to get our podcast, well, there you go. And if you like going to radio434.com, we've got a redo of that website as well. That won't be coming out like right when we launch the app. We got to do things in stages. You know, this is a small shop here. So we got to take our time. It took 10 years to develop a brand new app. I mean, come on. But we will. We'll have a brand new redo, a refresh of the website. That'll be coming sometime this year. And then the micshow.co, because we couldn't afford the M. That's going to be a show page devoted strictly to the Mic Show content. So look at all this stuff that we've got going on. And when we do it for you, just for you. All right, coming up on today's program, it is Way Wednesday. We'll talk with Chris from the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris brings a guest, a partner agency of the United Way, and we will talk with them, talk about what's going on. We also have, of course, your five random facts, your stupid criminals in dot news. And here's a thought. According to this new research, the average man feels two-thirds more confident while wearing a suit or a tuxedo. And we'll talk about that. I used to wear a suit every single day to work. It was kind of a competition thing. This wasn't to do the show. This was, in the sales department when I had transitioned over to the business side of the business early on. I started out on air, transitioned over to the business side of the business, still did on air work. But mostly was focused on sales, and then the running of the business, and then eventually, the top spot in mergers and acquisitions, and then the coveted CEO spot. Anyway, so, but yeah, we used to. It was kind of a competition in the sales department, who could look the best. I don't miss those days because, one, suits are very, very expensive. I look good in a suit, although I have to shop in the Husky department now. Back then, wait, I think we have a photo. Let me see if I can find it on the Facebook right quick. A lot of folks that know me also know this photo, but let me see if I can find it real quick. I don't want to derail the opening segment, of course. Here's photos of me. I think we need to go to my photos, your photos. I'm scrolling, and I'm still, and again, I don't want to derail. Here it is. There, I got it. All right, let's get rid of this. Let's present, share screen, boom. Yeah, that was me as a young radio executive in the mid 1990s up in the Northeast. So there we go. I'm riding in the company limo. All right, so yeah, there was a time. And do I look more confident? Well, I certainly don't look beat down. That's for damn sure. I I certainly don't look like I've had the weight of the world and age that just crushed my soul into submission. Man, oh man. Look at that dude. Dude, if you had any idea what is in store for you, any freaking idea what's in store for you, good luck, my friend. Man, if I could go back in time as the person I am now and just bump into that dude, God, I think I'd slap him silly. Anyway, all right, yeah. So we've got the story about the suit. According to new research, the average man feels 67% more confident. Just look at him. Look at him. He's most definitely 67% more confident. I don't know if that's the suit or the limo or the fact that he's just 20-something. Maybe I was 30. I don't know. I have to do math. But anyway, so we've got that story. Plus, we've turned it into a top list. Top other things men can do to boost their confidence. Man, oh man. I need to look into that. All right, that's all on the way. Get rid of that dude. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It's so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
4 bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the Runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit uwrunway5k.com.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
You're gonna love the experience when you shop at the Men's Warehouse.
Hey, that jacket looks great on you.
Thanks.
But why does the price tag say $99?
Hey, watch your language.
No, that's what it says on the price tag. $99.
Right now at the Men's Warehouse, get a load of this. Sport coats just $99.
Hey,
shirts 2 for $1.
So suck that two times.
And ties for just $10.
Son of a.
Hey, what about this sweater?
Only $29.
The price tag doesn't say.
I know. I got a little carried away.
The Men's Warehouse, with locations all over this town. Call 1-800-BULL to find the one nearest you.
You're gonna like the way you look.
Yeah,
I guarantee.
Me too. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. All right. So, according to new research, the average man feels 67% more confident when sporting their best suit or tuxedo. Now, I want to show you, first off, I want to show you this. I showed this to you before at the beginning of the show. All right. Now, there was a time in my career that I was on the business and sales side of things, even operations management, and then on the way up to president, CEO of a broadcast company. Well, that's me back in the day, in the mid-1990s, right, riding in the company limo up in the Northeast. When I went to work every single day wearing a suit, and I liked wearing a suit. I looked good in a suit. I don't do it now. I don't need to do it now. I have some suits and I have some sport coats and stuff that I rock on occasion. But quite frankly, I would much rather I'd much rather dress like this every single day. And most people know that about me. But look at this guy. He has not been beaten down yet. He has not been just slammed to the pavement of life. He's rolled through everything relatively unscathed, and he's just a happy camper. Look at the optimism. Look at the confidence in this cat right here. And then look at this. Yep. Just beaten and bruised and battered. Jesus. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. I had another one. Yeah, I had one other one that I wanted to show. I'm going to stop sharing. And it was actually a little bit more recent, quite frankly. And I love the hair now, okay? I really, really do. I can pull off the full dude look, okay, from the Big Lebowski. I can totally pull it off. And I actually really, really like the hair. But man, oh man, sometimes I'm debating whether or not to cut the hair. I want to share one more picture. There's a couple in here, but I want to share one more picture. I think I may want to go back to this look. Let me pull it up and make it a little bit bigger. That's what she said. Here, go full screen. Share screen there. I think I may want to go back to this look. I'm not 100% sure because it has taken quite some time to grow these locks. But look at that handsome dude in the tuxedo. That was only a couple of years ago, actually. So I don't know. I think I can pull off that look again too. I'd be a little bit more gray, but I think I can still pull it off. Hopefully I won't look too stupid. Anyway, but we digress there. And if you're listening to this, go onto our Facebook page at The Mike Show VA. This is me rocking a suit along with Tab, rocking a 1920s gangster look for a fundraising event that we attended a while ago. Packing heat, so check me out. All right, so anyway, getting back to the story, here, stop sharing that, let's see, where's the other one? Oh, I actually can share an image file now. Let me find it. No, that's not me. That's Chris Farley. No, that's definitely not me. Here, get rid of that. Where is the one? Where's the one that I was looking for? It is. I think it might be under M. yeah, here, Mike Limo. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Fine. There's the image. So anyway, getting back to the story. Now, according to this, the new research that says the average man feels 67% more confident when sporting their best suit or tuxedo. That doesn't mean they're confident about dressing themselves, though. About 20% of men admit they're not confident about their ability to tie a necktie. 24% admit their partner ties a better one than they do. It may sound like many men aren't getting the reps they used to get, because around 10% said they have a go-to video that they watch when they need to tie a tie. I know how to tie a tie. I was in men's retail, too. And another 10% said they only purchase clip-on ties. Is it a clip-on? Yeah. The most common tie-related thing men Google is, how long should a tie be? All right, so here's the thing. The end of the tie should be, like, right on your belt buckle, okay? That's where it should be. Not higher, not lower. It's not a loincloth. It should be right on your belt buckle. So anyway, even fewer people can handle a bow tie. That is one thing that I cannot tie. I can't tie a bow tie. 47% of men said they have no idea where to start with that. So that brings us to our top list. Get rid of this guy. Come on. Here. That brings us to our top list. With research out there that says men feel two-thirds more confident when they wear a suit. That's not the only simple thing guys can do to feel better about themselves. See what we mean with today's list. It's our top list today. Top other things men can do to boost their confidence. All right, here we go. Number one, put extra time into your appearance. Unless it's twisting your hair into a man bun, then don't. Top other things men can do to boost their confidence. Wear sunglasses indoors. Plus, your coworkers won't be able to tell if you're high. Top other things men can do to boost their confidence. Refer to yourself in third person with your high school nickname, preceded by a "the." Trust me, ladies will go crazy for the Mikester. Top other things men can do to boost their confidence. Click your tongue and wink after you say cool things like, "Know what I'm saying?" And, "I haven't been drinking, officer." Top other things men can do to boost their confidence. Lift weights. But be sure to flex those muscles while saying, "Welcome to the gun show." Top other things men can do to boost your confidence. Recite positive affirmations into the mirror, like, "I'm fun to be around, and my 401k will recover." Top other things men can do to boost their confidence. Instead of negative thoughts, focus on what you're good at, like, let's come back to that one. And top other things men can do to boost their confidence. Stand next to Kevin Hart. There we go. The Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here on the program. God, look at the confidence. Look at how just stupidly confident this guy was. Oh, my Lord. You are so going to be pounded into the pavement over and over and over and over and over, you dumb, lucky SOB. Anywho's, all right, get rid of that. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we have news and not headline news. That's all on the way. We are running ridiculously late on the live show today. It's been a week today. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From busy downtowns to the scenic and serene countryside, every destination has a story to tell. Where will your next adventure take you? Three Roads Brewing is proud to introduce Destination American Lager. You have arrived. Destination American Lager, now available at Three Roads Brewing, Lynchburg and Farmville, Ballad Brewing in Danville, and anywhere they sell great beer. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Destination American Lager from Three Roads Brewing.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
This is not headline news. The real ID deadline is just under a month away. So if you get in line at the DMV today, you still won't have enough time to get it. Sorry. Netflix will air a reality competition series based on Monopoly. I don't know why. People are just going to turn it off halfway through and watch Scattergories instead. Original Beatles drummer Pete Best is retiring at the age of 83. His announcement will be overshadowed when Ringo Starr also retires, but does it better. And Playboy founder Hugh Hefner was born on this day. He was famous for making millions of dollars because internet porn hadn't been invented yet. This is not headline news.
No, it's not. It's the Mike Show. And look at that. There's a boat. There's a boat in the river. And we got the tower cam position number 4 zoomed in on the fountain and the river. All right. Oh, look, he's doing a little circle there. He's heading back downstream. Let's follow him in the tower cam. Come on, zoom that thing over. There we go. Aha. There we go. All right. Societal things. Expectations. Made up societal rules. That some people think we should quit. BuzzFeed has a list. And their readers think we should just all stop following. So which ones do you agree with? And which ones just seem whiny? All right, let's do these from the bottom up. That's the way I like to do it. This is a good one to start with. Blessing people when they sneeze. Okay, so what I want to do is... There's been a number of... Reasons why let's get the first explanation that comes up. For many years in the Middle Ages, people believed that when you sneezed, your spirit left your body for a second. So the thought went to say bless you could bring you back to life and also keep evil spirits from entering you in the instant or two that you were believed to have been gone. What does this one say? There's all kinds of stuff in here. What does this one say? Shoot, God bless you. Okay. Explanation. When someone sneezes, more often than not, someone says bless you. The phrase first originated as God bless you. This may happen in other English-speaking countries too, but perhaps not as often as in the U.S. The proper response? Thank you. Below are just a few of the multiple possibilities for its origin, and no one is exactly sure of the right answer. People used to believe a sneeze caused someone to expel their soul out of their body. We talked about that. Or, during the Middle Ages, in the 14th century Europe, the bubonic plague. I said the bubonic plague. Also known as the Black Death.
I think I may need a kidney transplant.
No, was widespread because it was usually a fatal disease and people were often very religious. The phrase, God bless you, offered a benediction to someone who might no longer be with us. Nowadays, it's generally just meant to be the polite thing to say, which is probably the main reason why this practice still persists. Okay, so there's a side note. In place of bless you... some Americans also say Gesundheit. This is the German word for health. The appearance of this phrase was due to the numerous German immigrants who moved to the United States. Many Americans do not even realize that this is a German word, usually unaware of its true meaning of health. So according to this, again, this is on BuzzFeed. It's a societal rule that people think we should quit. People think we should quit saying bless you. Stop calling attention to them, somebody said, especially in the middle of meetings. Someone else added, why don't we bless farts? I'd be on board with that. Hey, God bless you. Placing a napkin on your lap. Forget it. Lands on the floor 99 out of 100 times, unless, you know, you've got a really, really fancy napkin. This person said, and my boobs stop all the crumbs anyway. Mine probably, well, my little shelf would. Number eight on the list, that it's unacceptable to date a friend's ex. What if you're the cause of the breakup? Anyway, okay, if you're such good friends with someone, isn't that kind of like swooping in? Are you gonna be friends with them after that? I don't think so. But this person said, just because it didn't work out for them doesn't mean it shouldn't work out for you. Yeah, disagree on that one. Number seven on the list is everyone thinking that it's rude to read a book at a function or an event. Most people are ignoring anyone else on their screen anyway. So what difference does it make? You can't eat in front of your friends unless they're eating too. This person asked, what if I'm really hungry? And they aren't. I'm not allowed to eat? Societal roles that we may, well, rethink. It should be acceptable to respectfully decline gifts. Why do I have to pretend to like something, take it home, and then save to re-gift it later or toss it in the trash? Number four on the list, that women should be polite and considered ladylike. I mean, it's a
nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Mm-hmm. Let me help you with that.
Men are never held to these same standards. Expecting people working in the food service industry to always be happy. Okay. It's an exhausting, thankless, and stressful job, but you are working in the public eye. And I know in a lot of cases it doesn't pay enough. I will say, if you're expecting a good tip, part of it is working to make a good experience for the guests. So, this person said, as far as respecting your elders, that's number two on the list. One person said, some of the nastiest people I've ever met are over 70. Good job, you survived to be a dinosaur, but respect is earned, not given. And then number one on the list, what is it? It's not really any kind of order, you know, like this isn't the most important thing. No double texting rule. Okay, I will say this about this. Now, some people think it's too much to send people multiple texts in a row, even if they think of something after they already sent one. I'll agree. If it gets to the point where you have to send three texts to get your point across, that's an email or a phone call, okay? That's just don't keep texting me this and this and this and this and this. Oh, and then the other thing, here's one societal rule that we should enforce. Don't put me on any of these chain texts, okay? I don't want to be added to your chain text and then everybody replying to it is lighting up my phone. Bling, 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 bling. I don't want that. I got a new phone and I had to go to the Google to figure out how to opt out of somebody's group chat. Good Lord. And it actually took me, it was like a day of constant before I was like, all right, I have to figure out how to get out of this because I can't take hearing everybody else's response to this. So anyway, so just don't add me to group chats, please. All right, The Mike Show. It's it's still Wednesday. Yep, still Wednesday. We are running really, really late today on the live show. My apologies. We had a lot of guests. We had some stuff come up behind the scenes. Nothing terrible. It's not like the heart attack scare from earlier this week. But just some work-related things that came up that have slightly derailed our time scale. But I think we're back on track. We got your five random facts coming up. We've got your, we've got stupid criminals in the news. We've got Audio Vault. That is all on the way. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio 434.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day, much later than usual, that we cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do or why you're late, and really it's none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody, maybe much later, is going to say,
wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one. Black pepper is not an actual pepper. They're the cooked, unripe, dried fruit of the Piper nigrum vine. Is that, did I say that correct? Green pepper is the uncooked version. And white pepper is the ripe fruit seeds. How do you pronounce this? Good Lord. I didn't even see this one when I was looking up pronunciations. Sichuan. Sichuan. Okay, Sichuan peppercorns are the dried berries of the prickly ash tree, which is a member of the citrus family. So pepper's not actually pepper. Dried berries. Prickly ash. Anyway, but these kinds of pepper are the OGs. It was later in the 16th century when people began using pepper to also mean the New World capsaicin? Is that how you pronounce that? Goodness gracious! How did I miss this? Pronounce
Capsicum.
Okay, good Lord. To mean the New World capsicum chili pepper. Those included the common hot, sweet, and bell peppers. Wow, good Lord. I think we should just end it right now. The number two, the town of...
this has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're already late.
Random.
So late. Number two, the town of... Is this Exonia?
Exonia.
All right. It's in southern Wisconsin. It got its name when the people there couldn't agree on a name, so they picked a bunch of letters randomly. Number three, Glenn Frey from the Eagles got the idea for the song Life in the Fast Lane when his drug dealer, who was called the Count, used that phrase as they were driving. See,
Hello, Glenn. Do you...
what would have been the drug at that time? I mean, obviously, coke, pot, maybe lewds.
Yeah. One lewd, two lewds, three lewds.
The count. Number four, Isaac Newton was the first person to recognize that the rainbow was divided into seven distinct colors. Probably wasn't the first. Published, though. Number five, speaking of breaking wind, God bless you. When you break wind, it travels out of you at 10 feet per second. That's about 7 miles an hour. And those are your five random facts. It is The Mike Show.
Capsicum.
Yeah. Coming up, we have sounds. We're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. Unless you're listening to the podcast. And then we've got Way Wednesday, as well as the folks from Love Heals. Both organizations have guests that are going to be talking about musical events that are coming up. So that's all on the way. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods and our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community. Three Roads Brewery.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition of the program. It's Way Wednesday with the United Way of Central Virginia. Chris joins us, and each and every Wednesday that he's here, he typically brings us a guest, and today is no exception. Chris, who did you bring?
Well, today we have Heather Allen from the Arc of Central Virginia.
Good morning.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Hi, doing great.
No stranger to the Arc of Central Virginia, no stranger to Arc Aid.
That's right.
Which is coming up this Saturday.
Yay!
It's a music festival, don't you know? And each and every year. Now, how many years has this been?
This is our third year.
Okay, so correct me if I'm wrong, but was it year one or year two that you had to literally move the festival by one day the week of the festival?
I will never forget it. It was the very first year that we did Arcade Music Festival.
Yeah, and you were in studio,
yep,
being interviewed about the Arcade Music Festival. And you were receiving, I guess, texts?
Yes. Christian Q was here, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was playing. We were having a great time, just jamming out on the couch.
Yeah.
And yeah, my amazing sound guy, Ted Sennett, sent me a text and said, I don't think we're going to be able to do it tomorrow because there's 60-mile-per-hour winds coming your way. That's exactly what
I
wanted to hear.
it was a huge hindrance. But now I know plenty of event people, and I am an event person, and Tab, I have her sound effect here. Tab is an event person, and all incredible event people, but I have never in my life witnessed someone moving a music festival to the next day, the week of the event. I've never seen that before in my life, but you did it.
I can't take all the credit for that, though, because there were some amazing people that helped pull that off.
Still,
and willing to shift. So,
but there, I mean, you even had to get different bands.
Yes, we did. We lost two of the bands in the process because they already had other things going on Sunday.
Exactly. So I don't know how you did it, and I don't know how you felt.
I don't remember much of that weekend in general because I don't think I slept for 24 hours.
No, but you pulled it off, and it was amazing.
It was a great event,
and so much so that you went on and did it for another year. And then
we keep doing these outdoor events. Like
now this year. So that's pretty special. So tell us about the Arc Aid Music Festival.
So it is this Saturday, April 12th, from 1 to 7. Gates open at 12:45. You guys, we have four incredible bands joining us this year. So we have Gifted Hands. He is out of Virginia Beach. Check him out on Instagram. Okay. He has over 400,000 followers on Instagram. He just actually got awarded on YouTube for reaching over 100,000 followers on YouTube.
Wow.
He is a talented rapper. He's a clean rapper. Okay. But he has a powerful message. He released an album actually last June called Childhood Trauma.
Okay.
And I've listened to the album, and it's powerful. It really is. So he's coming to the Arc Aid stage. So we're super excited to have him. Tenfo, T-E-N-F-O. They are a new band that just debuted in March, actually, at the Clubhouse.
Okay.
So they're becoming to the stage as well. We have the Dundies returning this year, which Danny and those guys, they bring an amazing show. Like, come on. I mean.
Yes, they do.
I particularly have my favorite moment of the show.
as do many, many other folks. And in fact, at last year's event, if you're familiar with the Dundies and you're familiar with Danny, their lead singer, you realize that he's a very attractive man. And he's very well built, and he's spent a lot of time working on this region right here, okay, and right there. And he's very, very sculpted. You know, there was a time that Danny and I had the exact same build.
Yes. It was really, yesterday, right? Yeah,
No.
That's interesting, Mike.
Danny and I had the exact same build, and maybe not at the exact same time, but we did, and so. There's a point in the show where he pops off the shirt. So we're going to, again, turn it into a contest. And folks can make a bet as to which song into the set, whether it's the first song, second song, third song, fourth song into the set, fifth song, whatever. Which song will Danny pop the shirt off? Okay, and if you guess correctly, you'll win a prize.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you a Jersey Mike sub or something.
Okay? Hey, ladies, they go on stage at 3:45. Just so you know.
But wait, there's more.
There is more. And then we have Tony Cam and the Funk All-Stars finishing out Arc Aid. And we all know the funkadelic circus that they bring to the stage. So
It is very funky indeed. So we're looking forward to this. It's the Arc Aid Music Festival. It comes up this Saturday. And it is a benefit for the Arc of Central Virginia.
It is.
Tell us about the Arc.
Yeah,
and tell
I'd
us
love
about
to.
What it is that you do.
So we are, of course, a nonprofit organization. We support over 70 individuals that have intellectual and developmental disabilities. We have our day support program Monday through Friday that they come to. We also have our community engagement groups where they go out and just really choose how they want to spend their day. They volunteer, they help pick up recycling from different churches and just really help out in that way.
Wow.
Do lots of different activities. So we're always working on really just skill building. We do cooking classes. We do lots of fun activities, lots of socialization, lots of dance parties. That's
nice.
Why we're having a music festival as our fundraiser.
Very cool. No, we're really looking forward to it. So you can get your tickets in advance.
Yes.
And you can do that by visiting your website, which is
arcofcva.org.
All right. That's all one word, no spaces. Arc of CVA. .org. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
Okay. All right. I got it right. We'll link that up on the broadcast. You can check it out. Tickets are how much?
Right now they're $25.
Okay.
So
actually
$25 in advance. It's only $15 for students and teens.
Okay.
And then it's free for kids 12 and under. We have a huge kids zone, you guys. Like
nice.
So many fun things happening this year. So we try to make it bigger and better every year. So
okay. So you all know Rob. Maybe Chris, have you ever met Rob?
I'm not sure that I have.
All right. Chris has not met Rob. Rob was a big part of the show mm-hmm. for a very, very long time and joined us at Arc Aid, for the first mm-hmm. 2 years. Rob had an idea after the first Arc Aid Music Festival. And Heather, what was that?
Well, he kept asking me, should I bring my quarters? I'm like, why would you need quarters? He's like, well, you're an arcade, right? I'm like, okay, Rob.
Yeah. So what'd you do?
Now we have a mobile arcade at ArcAid. You're welcome, Rob.
Well, that is fun.
Yeah,
it is.
I love that. Great addition. There's so much to do. As Heather mentioned, there's so many fun things for kids. Plus, it's a music festival, so if you want to see some incredible bands, get down there and enjoy it. It's an all-day festival.
It is an all-day. And we've got Three Roads bringing some of their delicious craft brews.
Of course.
One of them being their new destination lager.
Yep.
And we have wine, because I know there's a lot of wine drinkers out there.
And then we have ciders.
And then four awesome food trucks. So, you guys, there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Something for everybody.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
It is the Arcade Music Festival. And when do gates open?
At 12:45 at 1508 Bedford Avenue. The Field.
Yep. And that is right next door to the Arc of Central Virginia, if you're plugging it into your GPS.
Yes.
Again, thank you so much. Now, obviously, the process has gotten easier because now it's duplicatable and you have a footprint for it.
Yes.
Has anything come up that you're like, you know, out of left field that you went, holy crap?
I don't want to speak too soon. It is only Wednesday.
Let's not,
we all know how this can go.
Exactly.
I've been watching the weather like crazy.
All right.
There could be some potential in the morning, but I think WSET, okay, George, I'm really going to need your help here, has shifted it to where I don't think we're going to have really the rain on Saturday. So a little bit cooler temperatures, but we just drink a little bit more and warm up, right?
Exactly.
So it's going to be a great day. That's the thing about Arcade is, it's usually been windy. But the weather has always been fantastic.
Fingers crossed on all fronts, and we're looking forward to it. I'll be your MC.
Yes, you will.
Yet again, for this year's Arcade Music Festival, and I promise I will attempt to not fall off the stage, not break my finger going down the steps, and I hadn't had anything to drink.
That's talent right there, Mike. That's talent.
But I missed a step, and I literally righted myself so I wouldn't fall down the steps with my pinky.
Oh, my gosh.
And it went...
You don't need that one anyway.
No. And that was right at the beginning. Introducing the first band.
No.
And I'm like... Oh, and it's all mangled. And
well, you played it off well because nobody knew what was going on. So.
But looking forward to an injury-free Arcade Music Festival, and place your bets now as to when Danny's going to pop the shirt off. Okay, all right, Chris. So tell us, how the heck are you, and how are things going with the United Way?
Well, I am just thrilled to be here, as always, and thrilled to be here with Heather as well. I think she's a great example of just the really broad breadth of organizations that are supported the United Way's annual campaign. It's really a campaign to support all the different nonprofits here in town and all the wonderful things that they do. And that is, I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize exactly how many nonprofits are doing work here in Central Virginia, but it's a lot.
They do
things for literally every single segment of our community.
Yep.
So, you know, this is a very particular niche one, but it's one that's close to my own heart. Some family members in particular having benefited from programs in the past. It's a really wonderful mission. And so, I'm thrilled to be here with the ARC.
Absolutely.
With Heather particularly.
So the United Way, tell us about locally the United Way of Central Virginia. And for those that don't know, what does it do?
So the United Way of Central Virginia is the local United Way. United Way might be a national brand, but it is a local organization. Mm-hmm. And what we do is essentially an annual fundraising campaign. We raise money that is going to all these other nonprofits here in town. We have 24 different partner agencies, and they are the beneficiaries of that campaign. So the money that we raise goes to those 24 different agencies, and at those agencies, more specifically, to about 32 different programs at those 24 different agencies.
Okay. So money that you donate either through your workplace or if you go online to UnitedWayCV.org. Those dollars go to help fund these programs and help support these local nonprofit organizations.
Yeah, yeah, and it's really, like I said, really wonderful work and a really, really broad set of programs that are being supported by this. If you're looking for a great way to just support the community in general, but you don't necessarily know what or how, this is a great way to do it because it gets allocated out by a volunteer committee and they know where it's needed and they know where it's going to have impact, and it's with these programs.
I think you had mentioned, I have the graphic up on the screen, 1 in 6 people in the community is benefited by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Yeah, absolutely. So these programs that are funded by this campaign, they are just in the last year, those programs support about 1 in 6. It's about 40,000 people that benefited from those programs. Mm-hmm. And if you line that up against our most recent census data, it rolls out to about 1 in 6, and that is in Lynchburg and the four surrounding counties of Appomattox, Amherst, Bedford, and Campbell.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really impactful. I mean, you know somebody.
Absolutely. It's tremendous work. It's a great organization. Folks, you can learn more by visiting their website if you go to UnitedWayCV.org. And you guys have some events that are coming up. One in particular is the United Way 5K on the Runway.
We sure do. We sure do. And yeah, that 5K is coming right on up. So as soon as you're done and, you know, just kind of relaxing from that music festival, you can get up and you can go straight into a 5K. And it's going to be an easy 5K for that. It is out at the Lynchburg Regional Airport, and that is on April the 26th. And it's even in the evening, so after 5 p.m. And it's a nice flat course being right there at the airport. And a really unique experience as well, since how often can you actually say that you get to go walk around on the actual runway?
Yeah, and run a 5K on the taxiway. Now, I was informed by Dr. Rick Jaminet, who is my chiropractor. I was informed, and he is also a runner, and he has run many, many 5Ks, and he's run this 5K as well. He said, Mike, it is not as flat as you make it out to be. And I said, but Rick, it still has to be the flattest course in Lynchburg. And he goes, granted, it is the flattest course in Lynchburg. But there are some, you know, some little hills and things that it's not as level flat as you had made it sound to be. So I want to pass that information along. Just so that folks, you know, who maybe think that it is level flat, that you could put a level out and it would not be a half a bubble off plumb. It might be a half a bubble off plumb.
You know, we should maybe amend our statement, our pitch. It's flat enough to land an airplane.
Yes,
that's right.
It is the flattest race, I believe, in Lynchburg. I believe. So there.
Well, it is certainly a fun and very unique race.
It really is. It's all things aviation. Here's the other point. When else would you get a chance to run out on the taxiway of an airport without being chased by the authorities?
It's okay. Very true.
Yeah,
yes.
This is it. This is the one, and it's an evening race, so you don't have to get up early and just come out and enjoy yourself. The United Way 5K on the Runway, it is coming up in 17 days, 2 hours and 56 minutes, Saturday, April 26th. From 5 until 6 p.m., you still have time to register. You're not sold out yet, are you?
No, but I do encourage, if you're interested, go register now, because at least as of Monday, registrations were over, I think, 450, and we're capped at 600.
Yeah. And there's a lot of last-minute Lynchburg folks. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you want to run this very, very unique race that supports an incredible cause, then do it. Do it now.
Do it now.
Get on their website, UnitedWayCV.org. All right, folks, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks for having us.
Wednesdays means Way Wednesday, and it's not every Wednesday, but it's every other Wednesday, and very, very impactful too, because we get to meet some of the folks that are involved with the partner agencies and the programs that cover. Well, what do all these programs cover? What are the four pillars, I guess?
Yeah. Our four pillars.
I've got a, it's a quiz at the end of our interview. You thought you were off.
How well do you know your employer?
Yes.
It's health, education, financial stability, and basic human needs. Yep. So it's a pretty broad umbrella, but it covers a lot of, as I said, a lot of different programs under that.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for joining us again. We really appreciate it and appreciate all the great work that you do. And get out to the ArcAide Music Festival this Saturday and go to the Arc. Website, what is it again?
arcofcva.org.
All right. Get your tickets in advance, or you can purchase tickets at the gate, but you'll get them a little bit cheaper if you go online now.
Yes,
so
sir.
Do that now. Do it now.
Do it.
Get to the chopper. All right. It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. Coming up, we have your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition. And we have more guests. We have the folks from Love Heals. We have Sarah and Courtney. Hi.
Hello.
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 That was in dual synchronous mono.
That's crazy.
Almost stereo. So you guys are a relatively new and a nonprofit organization, not just within the region, but you go all over the country.
Well, hopefully, yeah. We are registered currently in Virginia and California.
Okay.
Because of charitable solicitation rights.
Yeah.
We'd like to be in more places, but we can only go so fast as the IRS will afford us to go.
Absolutely. That's my excuse.
Right.
But that's not why you're here. You guys have a benefit concert that's coming up at Three Roads this month. Why don't you tell us about it?
I will tell you guys about it.
Please tell us about it.
Here you go.
Look at that. That's
so
fancy.
It is fancy.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, fun fact, we started this organization unofficially in November of 2018 to help my friend going through breast cancer. And the band that's coming to play is actually the band that played our very first ever show before we even knew what we were doing.
Really?
Really, really. They were... then became board members and have since moved to Charlotte and are now touring and are doing really well with music. They're super fun, awesome, good guys, clean music, but a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're hosting a concert at Three Roads Brewing. This one's a bit different than what we normally do because normally we use our tickets and 100% raised to go to someone's medical expenses to help free them from just the stress of medical debt, expenditures, and et cetera.
Sure.
But this one we wanted to leave behind a little, we're calling it a love letter to Lynchburg, a token of gratitude for this community. So we're partnering with the Awareness Garden over off Langhorne to build a butterfly garden for the community to be able to come and remember loved ones who've passed, reflect, find peace, and kind of a sanctuary for the community.
That's very, very cool. So this is a ticketed event, which is something that's kind of unique to Three Roads. Usually there's never a cover or anything like that, but all 100% of the ticket proceeds benefit the Awareness Garden. That's amazing. Oceanic is the band. If you're listening and haven't seen the graphic that's up on the screen, and they're going to be taking the stage when
go ahead.
April 26th. Doors open at 8, and then they're going to kick off around 9. We have some openers, some local guys, Caleb Merritt, coming in and doing just some covers. It'll be really fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one solo artist.
We had another band that was going to do a second little set, and they had to pull out. So, if you are a local, their drummer is out of town. So, if you are a local band who would like to open for Oceanic, shoot us an email, and we'd love to see if we can make it work.
And of course, you'll get me the stage plot and the input list.
So I sent it to you twice
for all the bands.
Well, we only have the one, and then there's the one kid.
Correct.
So just pencil him in.
So. If you get another band.
Yes, that you get immediately.
We will do our best.
A little bit of behind the scenes, in front of the scene. Anyway.
In front of the scenes.
Yeah, Oceanic and guests on Saturday, April 26th. That is at Three Roads Brewery in Lynchburg, 1300 Court Street. Tickets are available now at Eventbrite. And if you go to the Love Heals website, weareloveheals.org, there's a pop-up right there for the ticket purchase, or just search Eventbrite for the Love Heals Oceanic concert. And we'll link that up on this broadcast.
That would be perfect.
Tell us, what was the... you know, how did it all begin? You had mentioned your friend who was going through breast cancer. Had you always had an interest in the nonprofit world? Was that something that you were studying, or how did it all begin?
By accident.
Okay.
I never had an interest in the nonprofit world as my perception of the nonprofit world was. Mm-hmm. I don't think Sarah did either.
No.
I grew up kind of distrusting nonprofits. We grew up in an age where a lot of nonprofits kind of scandals came out. A lot of news about funds being used for illegitimate purposes. A lot of talk and not a lot of action.
Yeah.
And so not really interested in joining that. But I did always want to be a part of growing something and being a part of making change in an authentic way.
Yeah.
So the nonprofit aspect came... because the show went well and we were able to raise enough for her treatment, and she was able to share her story and the phrase Love Heals coming from our journey of walking through cancer together, people connected with the concept of quality music plus hearing from the person and getting to meet them at the show, hear their story, plus knowing your ticket went to them and not to the overhead and all the expenditures.
Sure.
We just created this cool pipeline, and from a lot of conversations, just kind of walked through and tried to work on the chip on my shoulder to not be so bitter towards things that I heard about growing up, and learning to embrace the nonprofit community, and that there's a lot of good people out there who want to do good work, and we want to contribute too.
And especially here, and you know, my experience with local nonprofits, and we've worked with probably close to 200 local nonprofits, and amazingly enough, there really are that many and more within our region, and I've had the distinct pleasure of working with most of them at one point or another in my career here, and I can tell you they are legit and they do great work, and a lot of the stigma that you had mentioned had come off of a lot of these big national or big international nonprofit organizations that really were just taking advantage of a situation or a cause and profiting from that cause and not not really focusing on what they should have been focusing on. But but you know, I know from experience that our local ones do great work, and they really do focus on the local community. And and I love the fact that you guys have been around now for quite some time. I remember when I first met you, and we were talking about what it is that you did, and you know, you had mentioned the distrust of the nonprofit community, again, the national ones that are totally unscrupulous, and I remember going, oh wow. I don't know how this is going to work, but I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you hung in there and you're here and you've embraced and you've been working with a lot of these organizations now and doing just fantastic work.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Oh, well, thank you.
thank you.
Yeah.
So there's lots of good work out there to be had. So it's important to rewrite narratives and move forward with transparency, honesty, and authenticity. So,
So Sarah, what is your story? How'd you join up?
That's it.
It was a chilly night. No,
you don't even know what time you were born, let alone the temperature.
It was 1:50 a.m. My mom told me,
she asked.
Gotta be
probably chilly then.
Yeah, it was Halloween, so it was October. Yeah. Anyways,
chilly.
No,
you were born on Halloween?
Yeah.
Were you really?
Scorpion. Yes, I'm a witch.
I didn't know that.
Oh.
breaking news, everybody.
Halloween baby.
Yeah, for
breaking
all of you who care, that is breaking.
My mom's going to love this.
Yeah.
I met Courtney through a small group at our church, and it was right before they did the campaign through California. She was like, do you want to come ride 300 miles through Southern California on a bike with us? And I was like, no. Nope. I just met you. That sounds horrible. And no. And then I started, but heard what they were doing and just started volunteering, helping sell t-shirts or just talk about the show coming up that we did in Lynchburg. And then I actually ended up taking off work, flying out to California. I did not bike.
Nice.
That still sounded horrible. But I did fly out there and help them with the show piece and got to get very immersed in the storyteller's life. We stayed with her, Courtney and I did, and had to help her walk the dog and take her to pick up medication, and just really got to see kind of how she was living. And it very quickly took a fun volunteering thing with some friends to how serious it was for this person.
Yeah.
And then putting on the show, meeting really cool people, it would have been hard to get rid of me at that point, I think. So I stuck around, kept volunteering. They asked me to join the board. I was on the board for a year, and now I'm staff. So I really wormed my way in there.
I think so.
Yeah.
That sounds like a great story.
Thanks.
So what was your background, or what did you want to do? Did you always want to be in marketing communications? Or
no, I've never been someone who had any idea what I wanted to do or cared, really. I do a horrible job at planning ahead, but a really good job at looking at what's directly in front of me.
Interesting.
Yeah, so I came here from North Carolina for school.
I'd never know it, by the way.
Because really?
You seem very organized.
It's forced. Yeah. I gotta think real hard.
She's doing a great job.
Well, a lot of sticky notes with everything that I have.
Whatever
to do.
It takes, really. In all honesty,
a system.
I'm not an organized person at all. At all. I am probably one of the least organized, very in this, at least in the event world.
Yeah.
But I have a system.
Yeah.
So
whatever works for you.
And you
works.
Have to. Yeah.
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 Well, there's
absolutely
a million little pieces with events that if I don't write it down, they will not get done. So, but no, I originally went to school for nursing. And about after a semester, I was like, I should be doing this. I should not be doing this.
Yeah.
I don't like math or science. Quit that, and I have my degree in psychology because I wanted to be a counselor. And then I realized I think I get too connected to the people to be able to be a counselor, which has served me really well in this job because one of our main things is connection with people. That's like our biggest thing. So it's served me really, really well. But I had job hopped a bunch until now, honestly. So I've done a wide range of things, none of them on purpose. They just kind of, I just do whatever that next thing is in front of me.
Nice.
And it's worked out so far. So,
well, this is fantastic. Well, we're glad you're here.
I'm happy to be here.
We're glad she's here.
That's the benefit concert for the Awareness Garden. It's Love Heals. The band is Oceanic and Friends. Saturday, April 26th, doors at 8 p.m. at Three Roads in Lynchburg.
Yeah.
You can get your tickets by visiting WeAreLoveHeals, all one word, .org. And we'll link that up on the broadcast. If you're listening, you go to our Facebook page. We will link that all up. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Mike, and
telling us the story and all that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing everybody out. It is The Mike Show. It's the Wednesday edition coming up a little bit later on. We have your audio vault. Stay tuned.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Radio
434.
All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. It's our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. Okay, I have to say this. Somebody just messaged us and asked why we were running so late. Okay, well, I explained it earlier, and it's just going to take me even longer to explain again. We got a little bit of a late start today, plus we were very, very guest-heavy, and then a minor scheduling crisis popped up that we had to deal with, and then I had to take my car over to get it inspected, and there's just stuff. Somebody asked, are you guys trying to compete with LHOV? Are you trying to compete with Living in the Heart of Virginia? Yeah, because they, when do they start? What time? Oh, yeah, they're on at 12:30. So we are on right now at the same time, live, as Living in the Heart of Virginia. Okay, back to the show. Sounds, ear holes, right. There is a new theme park just in time for summer. You better make your reservations, though, before the prices go up.
Grab your passport and your pocketbook and bring your family to Tariff Land, where every ride is a roller coaster of international trade. Scream your way through the inflation station. Test your nerves on the supply chain swing. And don't miss our hottest attraction, the Free Trade Drop Tower. It's mostly safe unless someone imposes sanctions mid-ride. Tariff Land, where the only thing higher than the rides are the import taxes. Fun, it's a non-negotiable good.
Yep. All right, let's go to viral videos. In a great example of using social media to get attention, a comedian in New Zealand asked people to show up at an outdoor shopping area just to watch him fold a sheet. More than 700 people did. Lucky for us, many of them recorded the excitement. All right, his name is Dan Borman, and it was a stunt to promote his appearance at the New Zealand International Comedy Festival. All right. I don't know what that is. Oh, man, have you heard about this? I just saw this all over social media. Scientists are saying that they have brought back the dire wolf. Using gene editing, dire wolves went extinct around 12,500 years ago. Here's what the wolf pups sound like, and the professor of global ecology at, is it Flanders University? Flinders. His name is Corey Bradshaw, explaining why he is critical of the experiment. I mean, there's many reasons.
We don't have the technology to modify entire genomes. We can modify components of genomes, and we can certainly sequence genomes. So, yes, they have slightly genetically modified wolves, maybe. Does that make it a dire wolf? No. Does it make a slightly modified gray wolf? Yes. And that's probably about it.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Let me help you with that.
Yeah. All right, so... the thing about it is, now, two things come to mind. One, I think Didn't they have a movie about this with dinosaurs?
What a delicious task that is. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. And second, this is the same company that is trying to bring back the woolly mammoth. So, be looking for that on your store shelves. All right. I mean, woolly mammoth meat. Good Lord. All right. Let's see. What is this? An expert predicts that if Apple was forced to make iPhones in the United States instead of making them in China, because of the tariffs, it would cost way more to buy an iPhone. Yeah, really? Are you sure? Compared to around $1,000 now. Here is Dan Ives, or Ives. He's the global head of technology research at Wedbush Securities, talking about it.
That would be like me watching an NBA game being like, oh, it's easy to score a basket. The reality is it's the most complex supply chain in the world. And they're able to make them at $1,000 is because of the supply chain that's really been built over the last decade. You build that in the U.S., there'll be $3,500 iPhones. It would take Apple $30 billion and 3 years to move just 10% of the supply chain to the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Instead of the children workforce. What? Huh? What? I didn't say that. Let's see. Okay, save that for stupid criminals. Are we going to a comedian? Yes, we are. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Here's Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry? On why talking has become so obsolete.
Once they gave you the option, you could talk, you could type, talking ended that day. It's over. Talking is obsolete. It's antiquated. I feel like a blacksmith up here sometimes, to tell you the truth. I could text you this whole thing. We can get the hell out of here right now. Why would I want to get information from a face when I could get it from a nice clean screen? Don't you feel uncomfortable now? Faces come up to you. Well, I'll tell you what I think that way. Their lips and their teeth and their gums and their... There's a misshaving spot. There's a piece of crust, some goo. You see a little lunch remnant in their teeth. Just send me an email about this, would you? I can't do it anymore. Your face is the worst news I've had all day. We want a text. Text. We like that word, don't we? Text. It's fun to say. It's got that short, tight, got the X in there, a little bite to it. Text it. Don't tell me. Text it. Don't tell me.
All right. That's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here lovingly and quickly. Grab the handle. Give it a tug. There. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up. We're going to get stupid, and then we're getting out of here. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. So much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking
local, global radio.
Four.
All right, finally, time once again for stupid criminals in the news. Okay. You never mess with the Easter Bunny when you're 10 or 11 because you want that candy. But as soon as you're an angsty teen, three teenagers in Florida got arrested on Sunday for attacking Sunday SmackDown for attacking the Easter Bunny at a mall in Naples, Florida. One is 14, the other two are 13 years old. Police said the Easter Bunny was returning from the break room when it happened and called the attack unprovoked, I would hope. They started pushing and shoving the Easter Bunny and tried to pull its outfit apart. By the way, a 24-year-old woman was inside the costume. A spokesman for the Naples Police Department called it mind-boggling that anyone would attack someone who was there just trying to spread joy. Thankfully, they said the Easter Bunny was shaken by the encounter, but physically okay.
They're following her back to where her staging area is, tugging on her, pushing on her, pulling on, trying to pull the costume apart. Simply put, it's an unprovoked attack, just like what it sounds, on someone trying to spread joy in the lives of youth, you know, as we enter the holiday season of Easter. How these three individuals came to the conclusion to act this way is kind of mind-boggling.
There's no point, guys. Don't do that to the bunny. The bunny did nothing to no one. Go run around the park or something or play some sports.
That was Shoppers and Lieutenant Brian McGinn talking about the incident. The two kids are facing battery charges. The third got a juvenile civil citation, also for battery. And then this one. Good Lord, this one. Being a police officer is one of those occupations where you have to ask questions that you already know the answers to, right? Or you know the answers that you're going to get. Police in Kentucky recently responded to calls about a naked man walking on the highway.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
Man.
I just had it stuffed.
Yeah. Let me help you with that.
When they found him, a police officer asked what he was up to. And he said, quote, going to get some pants. He appeared to be under the influence of something and became
automobile.
He became disorderly. He became rambunctious. He did something wrong, repeatedly kicking the door of the patrol car. Naked.
Automobile?
Yeah, the automobile. Yep. He was ID'd as James King. And he was charged with indecent exposure, public intoxication, disorderly conduct. He had six outstanding warrants for stuff like public intoxication, criminal trespassing, possession of drug paraphernalia, etc., etc., etc. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A woman near Philadelphia went into labor 10 days early on April Fool's Day, and had to give birth at her home. She lives 2 minutes from a hospital, so her husband wanted to go, but there wasn't time. Here are Danielle Roberts and Brian Leach talking about the birth of their baby.
I was due April 11th. April 1st, he decided to make his grand entrance. It started getting more intense. So instead of it being like 10, 15 minutes apart, it was like 5 to 4 minutes apart. My concern was me trying to actually walk down the steps and then he slide out.
Just not understanding the pain. So at that point, I was like, I'm gonna shut up. And then I'm gonna just assist. And then next thing I know, the baby slid right like a water park.
And I had his head and then I just set him out onto the bed.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia. Coming up, they have their United Way 5K on the runway. It's the 5th annual United Way 5K on the runway, taking place on Saturday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at the Lynchburg Regional Airport. The course is fast and flat, following the taxiway next to the main runway. Experience planes and all things aviation in this unique race to benefit the United Way of Central Virginia. For more information and to register, visit UWRunway5K.com. All right. Well, that is it. Finally, good Lord. That is it. That is the program. We will be back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we'll be back tomorrow. And I swear, I promise, I hope that we will be more on time. I hope to get the show started on time tomorrow. On time. All right. That's it. See ya.
Go away. Go away.
Where does he think he's going?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beat me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes? The Mike Show on Radio 434.
Taking local, global radio.
434.